At the Bethesda Pool in Jerusalem. Day 28. Bible reading from John. Chapter 5. Verses 1 to 14.
After this there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the Sheep Gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew, Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first, after the stirring of the water, was made well of whatever disease he had. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there, and knew that he already had been in that condition a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I am coming, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed, and walked. And that day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said to him who was cured, "It is the Sabbath. It is not lawful for you to carry your bed." He answered them, "He who made me well said to me, 'Take up your bed and walk.'" Then they asked him, "Who is the man who said to you, 'Take up your bed and walk'?" But the one who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had withdrawn, a multitude being in that place. Afterward Jesus found him in the temple, and said to him, "See, you have been made well. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you."
Once again Christ had traveled a long way from Galilee to Jerusalem. One Sabbath day he was going to the temple when he stopped at the pool of Bethesda. Human need drew Christ like a magnet. The scene which met his eyes must have been tragic. In five small overcrowded rooms there were many handicapped or seriously ill people with almost no one to help them. The pool itself was not a clean swimming area. It is thought to have been the place where the blood and the washings from the temple drained. There were blind who could not see, lame who could not walk, and paralytics who could not move. One man had been ill for 38 years waiting to be cured somehow. His reply to Christ's question tells us so much. "I have no one to help me. Everyone else gets along all right but not me." He was well down in the pit of despondency. Christ's command must have sounded amazing. But as he looked into the eyes of Christ, faith came to him and he acted. He was healed immediately and completely. How? It is certainly not by work. He did not earn it. He simply believed, obeyed, and was healed. The cure was a miracle and the work of a moment, but he entered into the benefits of it more and more as the days went by. He went to places he had possibly not seen for 38 years. He did things he hadn't done for a long time. All because in one moment he believed Christ and stepped out at his word. It is the same today. We are saved in a moment, but ever since, we have been discovering new things, new treasures, new blessings as we have learned to walk with Christ. A little later Christ found him in the temple. Was he there to give thanks to God? We would like to think so, but Christ gave him a further word, "Watch your life. Stay away from sin. You have been healed. Now live as a man who has been given a new start in life." Those words could have a message for us today. Since Christ has saved us, let us make sure that we seek to live for Him and do only those things which will please Him.